It's the Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Albertinians, I'm back again. I guess that's the name we're going with. At least that's what won in our last poll. Chime in the comments below if you have a different idea. Do all those regular things that you do. Hit like if you can and subscribe if you're not, because I can't do any of this without your support. And I like to know if you like this content or not. So, for those new to my channel, I'm Alberta, and I do everything from fashion to movie reviews to unboxings. I'm up for food challenges, and most recently, I'm into politics. So I'm all over the place, hence the handle Bird All Over. Okay, if you hit like now, I know you did. Today, we're going to try to snag Aiden as soon as possible and hit him up for some answers as to the flying cylinder in the sky above NYC. Specifically above the United Nations. For those of you who don't know, Aiden's my boo, and he works in the NYC. Everyone's talking about the hovering ship in the sky. He's gotta have some juicy gems from the office to hit us up with. It's 5:13, and Aiden's always on time. A creature of... That's him coming in right now. Let's get his reaction. And there's my man.
What? Bert, we talked about this.
Live streaming to 20,000 viewers right now. How's your day?
Fine, dear. How was yours?
Well, all of us are waiting on pins and needles to find out about the alien ship. It is an alien ship, right?
You know, I can't really.
Come on. Have they told you you can't say anything about the floating ship in the sky?
Well, no.
So, nothing at all going around the office?
Well, sure, but we talked about this, Alberta. This is my job. Can you turn that off?
Sure. Problem. I get it. Sorry.
Thank you.
So, what are they saying?
We'll know soon enough.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, the word is that they're gonna broadcast a message to the world tonight.
They? Which they?
They.
People of the Earth, we welcome you in the name of the Galactic Federation. I am Modan, emissary of the Klitz-Klitzran, from the area of space you know as Zeta Reticuli. Our collective federation has been in contact with your denizens for more of your Earth years than can be counted, but we have never revealed ourselves until this moment. We do so now as Earth has reached the necessary technical and scientific achievements to leave your planet and join the galactic community among the stars. We have immense spacefaring vessels capable of traveling through your galaxy in one of your microns of a second. Many of our ships hover over your major cities. Do not be alarmed. We offer only peaceful assistance with your most difficult problems. Our scientists have found ways to reverse the artificial and dangerous thermogenic planetary heating. Global warming, as you have identified the problem. Our agricultural methods can increase crop yield by more than 100-fold, requiring less farmland. We offer free zero-point universal energy, so that the needless consumption of petroleum or nucleic power may be abandoned. We can rebuild your ocean health, regrow lost forests, and quickly encourage mass diversification of nearly extinct wildlife. With your permission, we will provide Earth with access to our scientific and medical knowledge to eradicate genetic and environmental diseases and infirmities from the human population. We of the Galactic Federation extend fellowship to the people of Earth cultural exchange that includes any of our 4,374 current members. Earth, should she wish it, has an entire galaxy to visit, to exchange ideas, beliefs, and the scientific concepts. We realize there will be a lot of questions, planning, and concerns. As emissary of my planet and ambassador for the Galactic Federation, I await your collective answer. We hope to begin our formal relations, but assure the people of Earth if you wish us to leave, we will do so and not return. I am Mobile, ambassador for the Galactic Federation. We will monitor your communications and await your answer.
You're up early.
Almost ready.
Oh, great. I was hoping we could get an early... Wait a minute. What's with the camera setup? Did you forget it was Saturday?
No, but this is important.
But remember? We were going to go to the park and to your favorite Italian place.
We can go to Paraniso's any time. Aiden, I can't believe you want to go out. You know I have to respond to the alien speech last night.
Respond?
Like a response video? I swear, sometimes, Aiden, you are so clueless. I've got 56,000 subscribers who expect my hot take on what the alien said.
Bert, I don't have many weekends off. We planned this forever. Who cares what he said? It'll wait until tomorrow.
Aiden, how many times do I gotta tell you? This is my job. I gotta come out with content every day, especially something this important.
Look, I know you're trying to build something, and it's not paying what you'd hoped yet. I love how dedicated you are.
So that's it.
What?
You're upset because I can't pay my half of the rent. You said you supported me.
I do. I am. I mean, I asked you to move in, remember?
And I did what you wanted. When are you gonna move your stuff anyway?
My stuff?
Remember the model spaceships, that plasma ball in the corner, the rest of the furniture, the bookshelves, that picture with the old guy sticking his tongue out?
Albert Einstein?
Yeah, the old white guy. Am I asking too much? You can keep your stuff on your side of the bedroom or in the storage room. But this is where I record, okay? I mean, it's my apartment too, right?
Right. Sure. Yeah, of course. I'll move everything tomorrow.
Since we don't have time to go out, could you take care of it today?
Sure, I guess. I'll just have a shower and...
Actually, babe, I'm gonna start recording in a minute.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I guess. I can shower and get dressed later. I'll start getting everything out of your way now.
Thanks. Love ya. Hey there, Albertinians! It's your girl, Alberta, pronouns she/her, coming at ya. Ready to give you my reaction video from Modin from the Galactic Federation speech. First of all, I'd like to thank the Galactic Federation for contacting Earth. It's certainly a historic occasion. After so many shows and movies about alien encounters, here we are, actually living it. Which is why it's so frustrating that they sent this emissary.
People of the Earth, we welcome you in the name of the Galactic Federation.
People of the Earth? People? Much like the phrase, people of color, tends to erase black people. Simply using the term people erases all differences and sees everyone who lives on Earth as a single species. Does Modin and the Galactic Federation see us as just one type of human being? The term people instead of peoples is an erasure of all the struggles and every ethnicity and gender on the planet. The broadcast itself was heard in English over the United Nations, the very institution that represents difference and multiplicity of languages and ideas. While we've had reports that the message replays in the major language of each city below a spaceship, isn't that part of the problem? This Galactic Federation never asked what languages their broadcasts should be. Just because you're hovering over Hong Kong doesn't mean you default to Mandarin or Cantonese. Dear aliens, ask. Ask what the people of that region would prefer.
Our collective federation has been in contact with your denizens for more of your Earth years than can be counted, but we have never revealed ourselves until this moment.
Now, I don't want to keep hammering on this, but the word denizens... Do you know that one of the definitions of denizens comes from the British to mean allowed certain rights in a foreign country? Haven't we had enough of Eurocentric oppression in our language? Does Modin think that the rights of human beings are allowed on this planet? Is this some kind of patriarchal, paternal smugness that suggests that he, and I want to say he, but Modin never bothered to identify the gender pronouns we should use to identify anyone in the Galactic Federation? Should we assume they or them or zers? Regardless, let's put that aside for a moment and talk about how creepy Modin's statement was. Modin said, "Our collective federation has been in contact for more Earth years than can be counted." So they just creep everyone who lives on Earth? The Galactic Federation has been sending people to stalk us all this time? Why should we trust them? In fact, I think it's time we all stood up and supported the hashtag #CancelAliens and told both Modin and this Federation that being a decent human being extends into the stars. And catch how Modin judges us. Like we're finally worthy of open contact. Spoiler alert! Modin's judgment has nothing to do with recognizing the inherent worth of all peoples, or the struggle of distinctly marginalized groups.
We do so now as Earth has reached the necessary technical and scientific achievements to leave your planet.
Why did you lock the place? I just went out to get some sushi. Aiden? Boo, where are you? Aiden, what are you doing?
Alberta? Bert? Can you see me?
Aiden, are you dead?
The exact opposite. I've never felt so alive.
Where are you? You look like a ghost. You're here. But I can also see right through you. You're floating.
It's a holographic transmission. Modin allowed us to...
Modin? I thought the alien fleet just left. No one knows why. Twitter has all kinds
of... They left.
But if they left...
The Galactic Federation was monitoring all communication at once from Earth, and they picked up your YouTube video.
Why?
Among others... A bunch of people in social media were angry for one reason or another at their arrival, so they left.
Are you saying that they left because of my video?
Essentially.
That is amazing! Do you know what that means?
I don't have a lot of time, Bert.
It means my YouTube has gone interstellar!
You're going to Modin's world.
Can I post about this?
21 years, and the library in their capital has a billion years of the history of all the species in our galaxy alone.
My hashtag is popular!
The speed of light. Can you believe that? Take care of the apartment. It's yours now.
Mine? But Aiden, when will I see you again?
You won't. They won't come back.
But I need...
I'll miss you too.
I need to interview you. He's gone. Aiden's God, what am I gonna do? Oh my God, what am I thinking? Of course, this will be huge! Hey there, Albertinians. It's me, Alberta. I've got lots to tell you. But today's it's story time. And as the title says, sadly, this is a breakup video. My boyfriend, Aiden, the love of my life, dumped me. It's really hard to talk about this, but you know how much I love you all, and you know how important my channel is. I just had to tell you.
Alien Invasion Cancelled, starring Tanya Malevich and Dwayne Knock, with Jack Ward as Modan. The Wavefront Anthology theme and music was written and composed by Sharon B. Alien Invasion Cancelled was written and directed by Jack J. Ward and produced by Austin Beach. The Wavefront Anthology is a science fiction audio series and is an Electric Vicuna production, which is part of the Mutual Audio Network. From all of us, good night from Halifax, Nova Scotia. This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
Now, you seem to me to be a connoisseur of the best of radio drama. In which case, make sure you're subscribed to the Monday Matinee feed. There we have our weekly series of dramatic, theatrical, classic, eclectic, and live radio drama. So yeah, either the main Mutual Audio Network feed for all types and genres of audio drama, or the Monday Matinee. And we'll see you there.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.